If for one night we gon' get drunk, we gon' do some drugs, we gon' smack bitches, we gon' do what we do best. And you know what? Motherfuckers is already talking about it. They can't even follow me now. If I gave you a map, goddammit, you still couldn't follow me. I'm doing my thing now. Ain't nothing changed about me except my age. I got a little older. I got a little wiser. But the gangster is still the gangster. And this will be a night that goes down in history once again.
Brand new, you're retro. 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 Brand new, you're retro.
High Society Radio.
Bang.
On the More Like Radio Network. MoreLikeRadio.com.
Fucking right.
What Johnny said. I'm Chris Pepper Hick Stanley.
Bronx Johnny.
Chris from Brooklyn.
That's right. And we're on MoreLikeRadio.com. It's High Society Radio. High Society Radio's Facebook page is Facebook.com/High Society Radio. The Twitter page is twitter.com/ hsradioshow.com. No, not .com, just hsradioshow on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
I feel half retarded. Maybe because it was a big Breaking Bad weekend, huh, Johnny?
Wasn't it, though?
Now, I only watched the first few episodes when it first came out. And I was like, this show's pretty good, but I just never stuck with it for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And then, I guess I've heard like once a day for the last few weeks, binge watched.
Hey,
like most of the like, I didn't see every episode, I didn't see every season, but I just like I don't mind spoiling things for myself.
Yeah.
So I'll just like go to Wikipedia and just fucking I'll fill in the holes.
I do that shit with movies.
And I'm sure like. Other people be like, that's retarded. Why would you do that? Well, that's just how I do it.
Yeah, fuck them.
Johnny, that's how I do it.
I hate you.
I don't mind. Sure, I could sit there and watch 40-hour episodes and...
That's crazy.
...lose my mind, or I could just read about it and get the gist of it.
It's not like it's a 13-episode thing either. You just, like, fucking warped your mind.
Yeah, so I watched...
How many episodes a season is that? 15?
I think it's 13 episodes. It was 13 episodes a season.
There was one that hit, like, 20. At one point.
I don't know.
The first season is only like 6 or 7 episodes.
Yeah, they didn't
so
know they were
going to
stretch, but yeah, it goes crazy.
I caught up.
Nice.
Watched the season finale. Because people have been losing it. Losing their it over Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
Over the last, I guess, 2 seasons, would you say, when it really blew up?
Yeah. No, I'd say 3. The last 3 seasons were
pretty
intense.
I don't know, man. I saw... through season 3, and I remember I was still like telling people about that show. It wasn't like all over the internet.
That's where they shot Hank, right? That's where it ended with him getting shot in the car.
It's spoiler alert, because I don't know if
to season 3
is that.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know anymore.
They just finished season 5. And it took 3 years to finish season 5.
It feels like a spoiler to me because I saw all these things and read about them over the last 2 days.
Jesus.
The thing that's kind of annoying is like I figured I finished season 3 and I was like, I'm not gonna do this week to week shit. I'm not gonna wait a year and then wait every week. So I was like, oh, I'll wait till the show ends because I knew fucking Bruce Gilligan said it was only gonna be 5 seasons. I was like, oh, whatever, I'll wait.
And then you binge watched.
But I haven't yet.
Well, you have, yeah.
Well, at first you did.
Yeah, I binge-watched everything, the first 2 seasons, and then I was in the middle of season 3 when I finished the first 2 seasons. I watched the first, whatever, couple of episodes, and then I had to watch week to week. I was like, I'm not doing this again. Fuck that. Mm-hmm. And then they fucking, what is it, on AMC? They took fucking 5 years to put out the last 2 seasons.
No,
did they take a year off in between seasons?
They broke them both into 2 half-seasons.
Yeah, but
I don't know. All I know is the entire show played out in 4 days for me.
Yeah, that's crazy. I only do that shit with the Netflix shows because they're just right on there.
Yeah, well, they're mostly on Netflix, yeah.
Yeah, but...
But like Breaking Bad is on Netflix. I bet you watch most of it on Netflix, right?
No.
I'm talking about Stanley.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you caught all right.
Well, I watched like every other episode. Like I was just like, all right, I'll read the Wikipedia entry for the next one, just to make quicken this thing up a little bit.
You kind of depreciate the show doing
whatever.
Though.
I don't care.
The thing is, I can only watch.
I honestly don't care.
These hour dramas that are mostly built on suspense, I can really only watch in binge watch format because once I don't have another episode to go to, like 2-3 days pass, and I really don't care at all.
It loses its grip on you.
This Lost was the same way with me.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you if you did it with
You're
Lost.
Good.
With
Lost,
I
didn't have cable or internet, and it was like right before season 3 of Lost started, and somebody handed me the first 2 seasons, and I watched them in probably like a week and a half. First 2 seasons of Lost. Yeah. And then he was like, yo, so are you excited? And he was like, you like it? And I was like, yeah, while I was watching. I was like, yeah, this is great. And then he was like a week passes, and he's like, so are you excited? It's going to start in like 2 weeks. And I was like, you know what? I'm not. That show fucking sucks.
You kind of desensitized yourself to it, though. Like,
no, because if I had watched one episode of Lost, I never would have watched. If I had just watched one and had to wait a week to watch the second one, I never would have watched the second episode of Lost.
Did you ever have a show like... Well, recently at least, that you could like stick it out week to week and shit. Like you didn't have to run. Like you could
be patient.
I watched
Boardwalk Empire as it comes out, but that season 3 was great.
Shit was good money. I saw the first season; it was really good. I don't have HBO like that, but it looks good.
So, leading up to this whole Breaking Bad thing, it's been really just insane.
Did you make blue meth candy like everybody?
Oh my god! Someone on Reddit posted their parents' like dinner menu because they threw a Breaking Bad finale party.
I'm a fan. I don't go overboard like that.
Really annoyed me. These people are lame.
Yeah, it sounds like it's like those fucking assholes that have the Walking Dead parties like for shows and shit. They do like bar nights.
You think people who love crystal meth are watching Breaking Bad and doing meth? Well, they have to be, right?
Maybe. Hopefully, God willing. Hopefully that shit goes up.
I don't like anything that is a party. To watch television that isn't a sporting event.
I was at when I was in Budapest, I was at a game of, inadvertently, I walked into a Game of Thrones season 3 party in some
viewing
bar.
Party and shit?
It was hot.
Well, that's good luck because you love Game of Thrones.
Yeah, it was good luck, actually. It was some random, dingy ass fucking Budapest bar down the side street. I was like, oh shit, yo. This is great.
I think we've talked about it on here, but there's nothing more awkward than walking into a bar and everybody is fucking silent staring at a television.
That was weird. Yeah.
Every time it happens, you're like, did the president get shot? Like, what the fuck happened? Like, what did I miss while I was smoking a joint around the corner? Like,
but I've never seen so much love heaped upon maybe The Sopranos. But just, it's universal.
Though.
I don't see anyone bad-mouthing
The ending
Breaking
was
Bad.
I liked the ending compared to Sopranos. I know they took shot. Fuck Chris Hardwick's bitch ass took a shot at the Sopranos.
Chris Hardwick did?
Yeah, he was like, well, you know, at least you guys finished it. Like some shows that just fade to black.
Oh, give me a break.
He did it on, you know.
Come on, Chris.
Chris Hardwick is that kind of dude, I guess.
Well, I know he's a hardcore AMC guy. He does The Talking Dead.
Whoever pays him.
Maybe
son.
The Talking.
He's a whore that way.
The Talking Bad or whatever.
He does Talking Dead and Talking Breaking Bad, which they only did this one season, and thank God for that.
I mean, well, Talking Dead got huge, ridiculous ratings.
That show is retarded, though.
Yeah, I hate it.
Like, I watch it just because I'm invested, but it's still fucking... Like, the acting on that shit is terrible.
All right, so this is airing on Friday. Spoiler alert, if you haven't seen the Breaking Bad finale, I don't want to ruin it for anyone, so...
La, la,
I guess.
La, la, la.
Chris, you don't care. You're like me. You can have things spoiled for you.
Yeah, I can. I really
Yeah.
Can.
Yeah.
Turn the podcast off. I don't know. I'm giving you ample time. If you don't want to hear about
By the time this goes up,
it'll be
5 days since the fucking thing aired.
Maybe someone listening has whatever. Regardless, I'm trying to help people.
Okay.
I felt that this is now we're going to be talking about the last episode. I felt the end was too much. They put too much of a bow on it. Whereas The Sopranos was totally. Up to interpretation now, wherever you wanted to take it. But I think eventually David Chase said that Tony was killed.
No, he said otherwise. He said they were saving up for a movie and shit.
No, eventually, after the movie thing was over and done, after they realized they were going to do a movie.
And Tony Soprano really died.
David Chase, I believe that. And that, at the time, there was outrage and there was controversy and people were like pissed and some people loved it, some people hated it. And I think I kind of like that more than just the universal love and just going on Twitter and reading how, you know, this is the best thing that's ever been on television ever, which I do not agree with.
It's top five for me. It's pretty good. I like that they fucking finalize shit. Everybody wants a fucking twist or fucking, well, fuck that. Mm-hmm. I want shit nice and neat.
It was incredibly straightforward and incredibly just Walter White tied up every single one of his problems.
Breaking Bad is the best non-HBO drama that I've ever watched.
Yeah. A lot of people really like Homeland.
I have not seen a single episode of Homeland.
I haven't seen it either, be real. I kind of want to check it out. I hear a lot of good shit on that.
Yeah, but I feel like all the same people that told me to watch Homeland, that are telling me to watch Homeland, told me to watch Dexter, and I just couldn't do it with Dexter either.
Dexter's brutal. I hated
Dexter. Dexter's a silly TV show.
Dexter's fucking stupid, too. I'm a fucking blood splatter analyst, and I fucking kill people, because that's what I do. But he kills killers and shit.
He's a serial killer of serial killers.
It's like a faggy vampire and shit, kind of.
That shit is meta, son.
Yeah, that's what that was. And then he didn't fucking die in the end. He survived the storm or some shit. I read that on Wikipedia. I'm like, fuck this show. I don't even got to watch it.
Spoiler alert that, too. Even though I was like,
come on, this
3 weeks ago.
Yeah, fuck that, motherfucker. If you're still watching Dexter after all that shit you heard, you're an asshole.
Some people don't have the time to get their TV shows in.
Jesus.
You don't have 1 hour in 3 weeks. You don't really like the show then. I don't give a fuck.
Basically.
I still haven't seen the third season of Game of Thrones.
Me neither, actually.
No, I've only seen like clips on YouTube, and it's usually the sex scenes. And that show's pretty good.
You like that?
That's pretty good, son.
Yeah, there's a lot of
like dragon babies and stuff.
Yeah,
it's awesome, son.
Spoiler alert, dude. The people know there's dragon babies.
Fantastic. So they have them in the commercials.
That was in the first season.
So?
They're in the advertisements and shit.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. I don't remember seeing any dragons. But yeah, I don't know.
It was too neat for you. I can see some people bitching that the ending wasn't violent enough for Breaking Bad.
I didn't think that at all.
I thought it was fine.
Who would say it wasn't violent enough?
Some people were bitching because they thought it was going to be a little bit more bloodier. At least for Walter.
He killed everyone.
He technically killed himself too, though. I saw people bitching. I liked how it ended. I thought his wife should have died, but that's just me.
She's
a bitch, dude. Come on. That's a bitch right there.
Yeah, but that's why she survived.
Yeah, but that's not
fair. I didn't even see the show.
It's like, you know.
I
wrap everything up. She should have. Her and fucking
I wouldn't
Marie.
Even call myself. I think if, like, I wouldn't call myself, like, a fan of Breaking Bad. I think because.
I am.
I think, like, sticking with it and watching from the beginning makes you, like, the hardcore real fan.
Yeah.
I was just the guy who was like, oh, everyone's losing their mind over this. I guess I'll try to get up to speed just to see what all the fuss is about.
I try not to do
and
that.
And it's good. Like, it's an enjoyable show. Like,
you were never, like, really a fan of any show, though? Like, thinking
about
it?
Oh, I love
like,
Game of Thrones, son. That's my show. I'm just saying about Breaking Bad specifically.
Okay. No, okay. I'm just saying, like, you never started a show, like, from the beginning and watched it, like, periodically, like, the right way, not fucking breeze through it?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Of course,
I don't think there's a show. I don't think there's a show that's not a comedy that I didn't just binge watch. Like, even The Sopranos, I would catch it here and there, and then, like, I just binge watch the whole thing.
No, I'm one of those dudes. If I watch a show, I wait. I don't like to fucking spoil it.
I have never finished a show.
I get pissed sometimes if you read on boards and shit, like, oh.
I used to actually just straight up buy, like, bootleg DVDs of seasons off people that would, like, record it off their TV before I even had a computer.
Oh, my God.
Just because I just can't do it. It's too much.
You can't wait?
It's like the idea of having to be home at a time. Like,
that's kind of the magic to it, though.
Fuck that.
Yeah, it's nice.
Stop, guys.
I'm planning my day around television.
You sound like a real curmudgeon, dog.
No, a curmudgeon would only plan their day around television.
No, not at all. It's something to fucking
I don't know.
For.
My uncle's a curmudgeon, and that motherfucker plans his day around television.
Like, how come sports gets a pass on that? Like,
what do you mean?
Like, you know, you stick with your team and shit.
Because, you know something? Watching sports an hour later doesn't feel the same.
Definitely not.
Yeah, not at all.
It's just, yeah, well, that's why. Well, that's why sports gets a pass on that. And I don't even really like sports like that.
Yeah, I don't know.
But I will give sports a pass for that because I see that.
Okay.
Oh.
I know they had betting pools on Breaking Bad and shit. They had that.
They
going.
Bet on every. People bet on everything now.
Yeah, you can bet on anything. Animals. With the internet, you can bet on anything. It doesn't even matter.
It's just animals.
So there's going to be, what, a prequel, right, to the show Better Call Saul?
Yeah, that's what you guys were saying. I thought it was going to... I don't know how they're going to go with it, if they're even going to do it, but it got greenlit, so I guess it's a go.
Good for Bob Odenkirk.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. He played the shit out of that character. He was good money on that.
Well, you know, he's Bob Odenkirk. He's an hysterical human being.
It's very funny.
It's really weird how this Missed is now what he's most known for. Like, I think by far, this is what he is most known for now.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to happen. It's like... The show's been nominated for how many Emmys? It's the biggest show he's ever been on, clearly.
Yeah, people love him.
Shout out to Bill Burr.
I mean, it's no Run, Ronnie, Run, but it's pretty good.
I didn't see that one.
That was the movie based on a skit from Mr. Show.
Was it?
Yeah.
I'll check that out.
It was. He also co-wrote a movie for the Bears that was supposed to be, Bob Odenkirk wrote, but it never got made.
Chicago Bears?
Yeah, Chicago Bears.
What? So, yeah. Oh, I got to check that out.
Well, the Bears, the Bears skit. The screenplay's on, up SNL. Though, huh?
Oh, he had something to do with the skit, or it was just a movie off of it, off the skit.
No, he wrote a movie based on the skit.
Nice. All right. Hopefully that gets
Jesus, Johnny, I'm trying to explain myself here. You're killing me. I feel like an asshole.
Are you all right?
Hey, Chris, you never watched, or you only watched first two seasons, right? Breaking Bad.
First three.
What happens at the end of the third one? I can't. It all I don't blurred remember. Together.
It was like 5 years ago.
I thought fucking Hank got shot in a fucking
maybe
the Mexican dudes, and then they died or whatever.
Maybe.
It's all jumbled together now.
No, there's Nazis. I don't know what the hell goes on.
That's they went to a Nazi planet. That was it.
No,
that was Star Trek, right?
They had a Nazi planet on Star Trek.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's not nice. It's Nazis.
Well, they win. It's Star Trek. Star Trek always wins.
I don't think they blow up the planet.
Or whatever.
Like, I don't think they blow up the Nazi planet at the end of that
They
MC
never
story.
Blow up any fucking planets on that show.
Yeah, I know. They're straight pussy on
Star
Trek. On that
A-team shit. Yeah, we'll scare you. We just won't kill you. What kind of shit is that?
Do you think there should have been more between Jesse and Walt at the end of that? I always thought Jesse was the best character on the show.
I liked Mike. I could care less for Jesse. Like, Jesse was 50-50. Sometimes I liked the motherfucker, sometimes I didn't. I mean, be ratting dudes out, son. I can't co-sign that at all.
Look, the guy was mentally tortured by Walter White for a long ass time.
Yeah, but he still made the man bank. Keep your mouth shut. Take it.
Hell yeah.
He could have walked away, son. He could have.
He did.
Dude. Yeah, he got Fred, basically. Walter freed that dude. So, you're welcome.
Damn, you know, Eisenberg was a real dick, huh?
He was a nice guy. His wife was a real bitch. Hated his wife. I think his wife is the character I've hated most out of any television show I've ever seen.
What about the crippled son, right?
He was a piece of shit, too. Fuck that nigga, yo.
You know, that kid's faking it. Like he has,
no, he really is sick in real life,
he
though.
Has a little bit of cerebral palsy, but he doesn't need crutches. He doesn't have the voice thing.
Wait.
I don't know.
You mean he's acting?
I don't...
No, but still, I thought... What they sold the show, what they sold the kid as, is that he really has cerebral palsy.
I thought he really did, because the only time
he really does, just a little bit.
No, man, every time he's there, he's sitting down. How do you know he don't really use the sticks, dog?
I read a bit. He doesn't really use, he's on the fucking red carpet or whatever, he doesn't have sticks.
Then. Fuck him in real life, too, son. Piece
Why are you guys
shit?
Calling crutches sticks?
They're not crutches, they're the weird stick crutches.
Yeah, because you can kind of use them to press buttons and shit. A real crutch, you're really not supposed to
I always
to
felt
miss.
Uncomfortable around people in those kind of crutches. Yeah, that probably makes me a bad person.
Shake noise,
No, I'm screwed.
It definitely makes you a bad person.
Damn.
What's weird is, when I went to Europe, there was no regular crutches. Everyone had those kind
of
sticks.
Oh, damn.
Sticks, because we're just terrible pieces of garbage.
Yeah, we are.
We're just awful. And I'm just a retard is what it boils down to. I'm just a bad person who's dumb.
We call them sticks. There has to be a medical term for it, but
I think it's a crutch, Johnny. It's
a
crutch.
Yeah, I call them sticks.
Trying to differentiate here, but I'm just coming off sounding really bad.
Who's that?
Young Aurora Snow.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. I saw this. Aurora Snow, at this point, I guess, classic porn star. Yep. She's been around for a while.
Quite a while.
98.
Damn, 15 years in the porn game. She wrote, she writes like a daily or a weekly column for Daily Beast. Like, anytime she ever writes anything for him, it blows up.
Thanks for putting me on to that. I'm going to start reading.
And what was the last article she wrote, Johnny?
Letter to my unborn son. She had like a Tupac moment. I respect that. Nice.
And what she say in the article, she said
basically like, she's, I guess, prepping him for like the day he gets on the internet and shit and finds like what she used to do for a living.
You get filled?
Yeah, but
gag.
I'm gonna be real. She did it in a nice way where she didn't put the industry down where like a lot of these ex-hoes do and shit.
I thought like, she's written stuff that was negative about the porn industry in the past, though, before.
Oh, she has?
Yeah.
Oh, she didn't in this article. I'm going to pretend she's just, you know, she's good money. But, you know, she said, you know, I've done some horrible shit, but, you know, it was from
she
my
She said
choosing.
Horrible?
She put the...
I had a video disgusting. Of Aurora Snow getting fucked in a kiddie pool full of SpaghettiOs.
I haven't seen that. I had to check that out.
Actually, I think I have a VHS tape. It's in my it's on my giveaway for free moving pile. If
nice.
You want it, you can come get it.
I thought you were going to say it was in my go
mail
bag.
It to me, son. Stop being lazy. Just mail it to me.
I'm not, well, the government shut down, so I can't go to the post office, all right?
Is it shut down?
I don't know. This is airing on Friday. Hopefully, the government shut down
it's
by the time you're hearing this.
It's not going to fucking shut down. They always do this bullshit.
I think
this
it is
must
shut
watch
down. I think Chris is right.
Yeah, all right.
It's going to shut down, man. No, man. What are we going to do? What if we have to go to the hospital?
It's going to be open. The only
of course
shit
it's going to be open. They're not run by the government.
Yeah, the only shit getting affected is museums and national parks, I think. That was it. That's
it's
what they
pretty much just national
it.
Parks.
Yeah. Yo, they fucking museum all paranoid. All the museums in the city on Saturday were free and shit. That's how paranoid
museums
they
are
got.
Always free.
On Saturday?
Yeah.
No,
it's suggested
it's
donation,
so
Johnny.
Oh, word. Is that right? Oh, I thought it was a fucking fee. Fuck them. I can go see dinosaur bones and shit. I'm missing out.
Yeah, but I think the government's actually going to shut down. No. I was reading an article earlier that said it's probably going to shut down this week.
See, all right, explain this to me since you're on this shit. Why the fuck people get paranoid about it if it's not really going to affect you then?
Yeah, it's all non-essential. No, they just say that shit so
well,
that everybody...
It's like
well,
a false
no, no, no.
Flag,
seven,
your favorite
something
word,
like 700,000 government employees will be furloughed, which means they're temporarily not getting paid.
Mmm. Yeah, that's rough.
It says fuck. Non-essential services.
Okay, that sucks.
But the post office is considered an essential service. Prisons are considered an essential service.
Yeah, some asshole on Facebook. Oh, wait, it was you, actually.
What happened? I'm never on Facebook.
What if they let all the federal prisoners go or some shit?
I said, well, if the government shuts down, are they just going to let everybody out of federal prison?
Ass.
Good. They should. Right? Right, Johnny?
I don't really know, because usually they put child molesters in fed, right?
Yeah, what about all the other people that aren't child molesters?
I don't give a fuck. They there for
so
a reason,
they should
right?
starve to death.
Send them to Arizona. I don't give a fuck.
Oh, yeah, because that guy, your boy?
Yeah, fuck that dude. Aparico? I can't even say his name right. He's supposed to be Spanish, too, man. Fuck that dude.
Stanley, you heard about this?
No, what happened?
You know that Arizona sheriff who's always in the news for all sorts of douchey things that he does?
He punishes them and shit.
Yeah, he's just refusing to give prisoners meat of any kind.
Oh, makes them wear fucking pink underwear and shit.
What happened to this man to make him such a media whore, B, a sadistic piece of shit?
His wife probably got fucked by a convict. Consensually.
Why does this guy continue to have a job?
Because
he gets off on just...
You
just
know
what?
He's serving them protein, so he's serving them soy protein.
Yeah, but he obviously must be doing this to get into the newspaper because apparently they don't want him. Well, he's the guy who put dudes in like pink shit.
Yeah, look, the bars are pink.
Yeah, and pink underwear and all that shit. But
they're in prison. I don't think motherfuckers care if they're wearing pink. The guy's just a psychopath.
He has them living in tent cities outside and shit.
Yeah,
and
he has like
he's just a power guy.
But the crazy shit about
pathetic.
It is he actually does raise money. That's
could care less.
Reason, yeah, but that's why he keeps getting fucking reelected to sheriff. You have to run out of that position.
Oh yeah, well, I mean, Arizona is ultra right wing, so they're really about harsh on crime.
You sound like fucking Walter White right now. That's some Arizona.
Richard Pryor had a bit about fucking how they're when him and Gene Wilder filmed in fucking
sure,
in Arizona.
Eisenberg. What's next? When are we going to Albuquerque?
Shout out to Arizona, money-making state. God bless you.
Yeah, well, they're not giving meat to their prisoners. And Aurora Snow gave away way too much meat and now has to write a letter
to her
son.
I got what you did.
See, I'm tying
there.
It all together.
Yes.
I'm tying it all together.
Unlike she did with her tubes. Oh. Disturbing.
Well, clearly she didn't. She should have done that to her tube so her son doesn't have to deal with all this.
Oh, and the worst shit is like.
She's having
a
son.
Yeah, and she's like, I don't want to wish her bad luck because she seems like a nice girl, but you really shouldn't be writing to your unborn son with that many months left. I think it's mid-December. A lot of crazy shit happens, son.
Wait, how many months pregnant is she?
Mid-December seven. Now, yeah, about seven-ish. Some crazy shit could happen, man. Crazy fan of running into her, punching the stomach. God knows what kind. She could maybe slip in some jizz. She's still working, right?
I don't think she's still working.
Last time she was, like, directing porn.
Well, there you go. She fucking moved in the right direction. Maybe she'll
open
her own
company.
Well, then,
if she's still directing porn when her son's 14, he's going to be hyped.
I don't know, man. A lot of those kids come out fucked up, I'm pretty sure.
I'm sure that he will be fairly fucked
Got
up.
Got mad uncles in the house and shit.
He's going to be hyped regardless. He'll be able to jack off to his mother. It's awesome, right?
Oh, jeez.
What? What did I say? Right? Right, Johnny? And it'll be socially acceptable.
They have a lot of that incest porn on there now. That shit's like blowing up. It's crazy.
Well, incest porn?
Oh, yeah.
It's
and
hot?
It's like, yo, they actually do have, they had a real, I'm pretty sure they had to have taken it down. It was a mother, no, it was a dad and a daughter type shit. I'm pretty sure that's illegal.
Wait, it was a real father and daughter team?
That's what the video said.
That's,
they really
I'm
did.
Sure
nah,
that's
dude,
a lie.
They looked alike. It was mad disturbing. He was like, oh, yeah, we do this when mom's not home because mom sometimes is a little tight. I was like, whoa.
That's.
Did I watch the whole movie? Yeah, I did. But it still, it kind of burned my soul a little bit. I'm like, damn, that's your daughter. You changed the diapers and shit. It's crazy.
It's kind of.
It's a bit disturbing, son. I don't know.
I'm just reading this letter that Aurora Snow wrote to her son. It's very heartfelt. Everybody should read it.
It is nice, though, right? Like, we're not complete scumbags and shit. We occasionally report nice fucking
heartfelt
things.
Heartfelt or fartfelt, right?
Oh, God. I'm
sure she farted on some dicks, right?
Oh,
I mean, they usually,
she's
you know,
done a lot of things in her career. I'll say that. But God bless her anyway. She met her nice country boy and all that. She's happy. Good for her. How many of these bitches OD or dying like weird accidents and shit?
I'm sure
from, like,
most
Final
of them,
Destination.
Sure.
Crazy shit.
I'm sure that most of them end up
fucking
stripping and snorting drugs.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, well, I mean, you ever watch some of the YouTube videos that, like, you know, Christian groups put together of all the porn stars who kill themselves?
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's like a
yeah.
montage of all the porn stars who commit suicide.
And now, man, I'm having HIV, so this is just a train wreck.
Yeah, that shit is running rampant.
How many
rampant.
Of them have gotten caught with HIV at this point?
Four.
Mad of them.
Four.
Four is not mad. There's hundreds of porn stars.
Mad of them. Two chicks and one gay dude and I think another straight actor.
Oh, that's rough.
She's running like Hulkamania and just rampant.
So she got out at the right time.
Yeah. Well, no, they always have that, like every 3 years. It's like the Mafia Wars from fucking the Godfather and shit. Every other 3 years, you need a fucking scare in the business.
That's true. I think it's coming at a bad time as they're trying to fight the mandatory condom rule.
Yeah.
Whoa!
Exactly.
Nah, but, you know, fuck it. They get tested anyway. They're fucking thoroughly tested. Those are probably the cleanest people on earth and shit, if you think about it.
Yeah, people always say that. I don't believe that.
I don't know,
because
man.
Because you have
like,
interviews
yo.
With guys like Rocco Siffredi saying, yeah, everybody has herpes. Every porn star has herpes.
Well, to be
and
fair,
and they say,
Rocco,
oh, we just don't work when we're having an outbreak.
I'm going to tell you right now. Rocco does some extreme shit. So Rocco, I'm not going to say is one of the cleanest
Every interview
dudes.
I've ever read with a porn star where the topic of STDs come up, they all say that they've had multiple STDs,
yeah,
just not
lying.
HIV.
Of fact, I remember Pinky saying she had everything. I don't know if she literally had everything, but she did claim that at one point. She's had
Pinky? Who's Pinky?
You know, never heard of Pinky? Big chick, pink hair, big black chick. She was mad thin, and then she just blew up. Apparently,
no.
She liked the casting table.
This chick.
This bitch. She was mad thin, so now she's just like OD
make
big.
The
wait,
bigger.
Look. Go to the one where she's thin. That's
she,
her now.
She's black?
Yeah. Sucks me and dick. I'll give her that. She's usually up in the hallways at around your job and shit, actually. She's a big fan of Shady 45.
Oh, I bet they're a big fan of her, too.
Probably, son.
I mean, who isn't? It's Pinky.
See, look, she used to be a little bit more normal. Now she's just got like fucking Popeye arms and shit. It's crazy.
I guess she just decided to go, hey, I'm going to get that niche girl porn model.
And she like she does strap-on. That's her thing. She fucks other chicks with strap-ons.
Does she bang dudes with strap-ons?
I don't know. Maybe.
Find that for me.
That might
start
be a thing. I'm not going to look for that.
Wait. What?
Not going to look for that at all. Man. Yeah, but she claims she had a little bit of everything. I know, whatchamacallit. Yo, there's no cure for gonorrhea, right?
Yeah, there is.
Is there? All
there
right.
are certain types of
Belladonna has it, and it's like,
no, there's certain types of, what's antibiotic-resistant gonorrhea that are killing tons of people in, like, India, though.
No, but in America, they have a cure for gonorrhea. It's called unprotected sex.
Yeah, you just got to get it all out of you. Put it into somebody else. That's how you cure gonorrhea. You just shoot your load into someone else, and then they have it, and it's gone from you.
You know what? I might have to take back cleanest performance in the world. Jesus Christ.
Exactly, son. Jism.
Fucking Annette Shorts can't even work no more. She needs a fucking colostomy bag. So how much she's taking it in the ass. I'm dead ass. She can't work anymore. They done tore her asshole out.
Her only skill in life was laying around and getting her asshole filled.
Well, she could suck a mean dick, too. She was a pretty good cocksucker. She could kind of still do those, I guess.
It's depressing.
Eh, short life, but fast party, right?
I guess.
That's the motto in the porn biz.
What is it?
Short life, fast party.
Where'd you hear that one?
I was on the Vivid thing. When you ever used to buy... You never bought a Vivid DVD? I used to say that at the end of every movie.
Can't tell you the last time I bought one.
But hey, good for you, Aurora Snow, changing your life. And I hope your son forgives you.
But well, he probably won't.
She probably will. You know, kids are cool. By then, like, she's so... By the time he's old enough to search the internet, she might not even be relevant.
Her brother died, and she decided, I want to have kids.
The fucking... No, her brother didn't die.
He broke his neck in a motorcycle accident.
Yeah, but he was still alive, right?
Oh, I'm just skimming this.
She took care of the kids, his kids, and was like, now I want a family and shit.
How much money do you think she's making as a blogger? You think she's making dick-sucking money writing this blog once a week?
Hell no.
She's making some kind of coin. Maybe like, what? What do you think? What do you
I think they get like 10 cents a word.
No way.
Yeah.
What?
Something really bad.
Something really bad.
Well, like Hicks said, when she does the shit, it blows up. She got to probably get like a per article deal, right? Maybe.
I'm sure she'll put out an advice book at some point.
Nice, good for her.
Maybe she saved some of her porn money.
Yeah, that happened.
I'm sure somebody must have.
Oh yeah, Jenna Jameson, Breonna Banks,
Jenna Hayes still has cash.
I think she's still making porn.
Good for her.
Well, I have a friend. Maybe some of them are just sex addicts, son. They might have money and shit, but they just like to fuck. Like I'm pretty sure Nina Hartley's got money, cause she even does advice DVDs and shit.
What kind of advice does she give?
How to eat pussy.
How to suck dick.
There you go.
I think she's just making more porn.
When not to eat ass.
I don't know if that's one of the... All right.
Is there a time for that?
I see what
you're
doing there now. She's trying. There's a market for that. She's going with it. Good for her.
I'm proud of her.
Now I'm just angry.
All right, here's something funny. Have either of you guys seen Jerry Springer? In the last 10 years at all?
Oh, God.
Saw it a couple months back?
No, I can't. I could probably say no, I haven't.
No, matter of fact, keep it G, it was Maury, my fault.
I caught an episode of Jerry Springer recently, and they just straight up have a boxing ring. And
what?
That's the set now. The set is a boxing ring
now. Jerry.
Jerry's the man.
Jerry.
Yeah, they're just, it's all just about watching. They just bring them out, they start talking, and they just ring the bell, and these two bitches just punch each other in the face.
They don't even talk about what the issue is.
Barely.
Oh, my God.
They usually punch each other in the face, they talk a little, and then they punch each other in the face again.
Oh.
That's dope.
And then, you know, because I guess he learned when he was on America's Got Talent, they now have voting for who's, like, the hottest skank on Jerry Springer.
What?
Yeah.
Nice. It's like real-life Rock'em Sock'em Robots and shit with people, though. I dig it. Very
it's like
good.
That, and then that you vote on who you think the hottest skank is.
Damn, Jerry. You know what's crazy? I still think he gives better advice than, like, Dr. Phil and shit. When he gives advice, it's pretty solid advice.
I really don't know what Dr. Phil's advice is other than please cry for the camera. So
Dr. Phil is a piece of shit.
So they can absorb your sweet, sweet tears.
But, like, think about it. All right, Jerry Springer acknowledges at least he has scumbags. But you never get the feel. Like, yeah, Jerry does maybe like the guess yet. But I never felt like Jerry was a scummy motherfucker. Dr. Phil's a scummy motherfucker.
Well, I mean, he did bounce a check to a prostitute.
Well, you know, he's a bit Jewish.
Come on, stop.
What?
Seriously, dude. All
right. Well, you like Dr. Phil, though, right?
Do I like
Everyone
Dr.
likes
Phil?
Dr. Phil.
You don't watch the show?
I have seen the Dr. Phil show.
You don't watch Dr. Phil. You don't watch Breaking Bad. What do you do with your time?
I watch Jerry Springer, apparently.
You watch Steve Wilkos' show?
I've watched Steve Wilkos more than I have
Steve is my dude, son. He don't take no shit from nobody,
son. Is that show still on?
Yeah, it's still on. Yo,
yeah,
you need somebody to defend women when they get their ass beat. Do they deserve it?
Sometimes. I like how he throws people out of chairs and shit.
Yeah, he don't play, son.
You can't use your chair. It's my chair.
You think he knows MMA?
No.
I don't know,
he's
son.
A
he scares
fat
people
Greek, man.
Wow, all right. He scares people out of chairs. That's quite the talent, son.
He's an ex-cop, so, I mean, he probably uses that.
There you go. Are you training, too, right? Taking some fucking lessons and shit?
I took a Brazilian jiu-jitsu lesson today.
Oh, my
fucking
God.
Fucking killer, son. You a goddamn killer.
I am.
You going to start hanging with Joe Rogan and shit? Nice.
I wish.
Oh, it was
get
bad
this podcast
luck.
On Death Squad real quick.
Are you going to become a fucking...
Yes.
an MMA guy?
Oh, yeah. I already bought 16 tap-out shirts. That's all I'm wearing from that one.
Yes.
I like that American flag one they had. That one's pretty badass. It's good gear. You're a bad motherfucker, Chris.
I am. I'm the lethal weapon.
Hell yeah. Yeah, son. I can dig that. Yeah, you don't watch TV. You just fucking staring at walls.
I took one training session with a buddy of mine who teaches Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
What, you a black belt already?
It
looks like they get belts out of that shit. God damn. Yeah. I think me and Hicks might have to start wagering on you, son.
Yeah, you should. You should definitely bet.
I'm down.
You should definitely bet to see if I take a second class or not.
What the fuck you mean? What was it, too physical?
What do you mean? I'll go next week.
Yeah, you will. We've invested money in you and shit.
I mean,
you need somebody
see,
to pay for the lessons?
We're not. Yeah, you're going to pay for them?
How much? Throw me a number.
They're not cheap.
We'll go halvesies on it. How about that?
Something tells me this isn't happening.
We'll make it happen. If this is something you want to do with your life, you want to be a professional killer, I'll
pay for
it. I want to
be a professional anything.
Why would you want to learn that? Fuck, that's dark martial arts right there, son.
Dark martial arts?
They teach you kill moves and shit.
No, they don't.
Anderson Silva's a... They call him a spider. Spiders kill people. Put it two and two together, son. What's your nickname in the ring? Did you get one yet?
I haven't been near a ring.
You should get Walter White.
I'd rather shorten it to Wally White.
Which no. one? No. Walter White sticks. I like it.
Walter White.
Buddy.
I did do some Adderall, which is an amphetamine, before I went to the class.
Oh, come on, man.
What?
You can't get in the UFC doing drugs. We got to fucking purge.
I prescribed
you,
Adderall.
Oh, all right. That works, then. It helps you focus.
Who prescribed you Adderall?
My Russian doctor.
There you go. Shout out to the Russians.
Big up.
What, you're saying you don't want an Adderall prescription?
So wait a minute. Is your fucking doctor part of this fucking investment now?
No.
I don't want to have to muscle the motherfucker out.
No, I'm going to start teaching CrossFit next week, though.
Nice. Damn. Yeah.
I'm
going to
get Stanley
that.
On CrossFit.
Oh
my
see
God.
This.
I've heard... Recently, there's been like a few stories where people used to do CrossFit, and they're like, I got addicted to CrossFit. Like, what exactly is...
That's what I'm saying.
What's involved in CrossFit?
It's... Some of the guys.
Why is it so hardcore? Like, it's just working out, right?
Oh, dude, they won't let you come and just use the gym. Because there's a CrossFit by my job, and I actually did try to check it out. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, I just want to do personal training sessions. I don't want to go to classes. And they're like, nah, man, you got to do classes.
Yeah.
They're like, what's your work schedule like where you can't do classes? I was like,
oh, they got in your face about it.
I was like, all right, you know what? Forget it. And I just like.
And
I
then you went and fucking learned the dark arts. I love it.
Yeah. These guys can fucking hang upside down. Like, they're crazy. Like, they can just do a handstand and do handstand push-ups, not against the wall.
How much you want to bet we put you in the locker room, you kick his ass in, like, 2 minutes?
I don't think
what
so.
What all that shit you learned today?
I don't think so. All that shit I learned in 1 hour of training.
Son. An hour of training?
Yeah.
Holy fuck, dude.
Is it like P90X?
CrossFit?
Yeah.
They're similar. I feel like P90X is a little safer. That CrossFit shit scares
really?
The shit out of me.
Yo, nah, P90X is pretty fucking intense. I thought the CrossFit was like hardcore aerobics and shit.
It is, but like some of the stuff they do, I mean, like if you go to a bad gym and somebody doesn't teach you proper form, you're gonna seriously hurt doing. Yourself.
You gotta keep your gains, dog. You gotta get those gains. You can't be losing muscle mass, son. Oh, I guess. Man. I don't know. Those are things people say. I don't...
You got to feel the burn and all that shit.
Yeah, sure, right? There yeah, yeah, feeling the burn
feel
and whatnot.
The burn.
Those CrossFit guys work out 4 hours a day.
Well, they got 4 hours like, of fucking spare. Go
is
fuck
everyone
yourself.
In CrossFit unemployed?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No, they just think, like, my buddy does it, and he has, like, one of the girls that goes to his gym works with him. And he's like, yeah, she'll just all of a sudden drop to the floor and do fucking 400 push-ups in the middle of the
what
day.
What the fuck
like,
is
instead
that?
Instead of taking a five-minute break and just, like, relaxing, just, like...
They just go to
rubbing your
kid?
Eyes because you've been looking at a screen all day. She'll just drop to the floor and do fucking hundreds of push-ups.
You're gonna fucking get a heart
attack. It sounds like
an
addiction.
That's a pretty bad thing to do there.
There's something that's very.
I prefer alcohol. Yeah. It makes me feel good. Though I guess people doing CrossFit makes them feel good, right?
It doesn't sound. Like
why else would they do it?
It sounds like mental torture.
Why else would you do 400 push-ups
in like 5 minutes?
Then again,
with
I'm not one for self-improvement.
Don't lie, son. You're looking good. You're looking all right.
Thanks, Johnny. I like how you've said that to me every time I've seen you for the last fucking five years.
It's never been true.
It's never been true.
There's actually a thing that you can get from working out too much called rhabdomyolysis.
Sounds like what I got.
That's from...
The fuck is that?
It's under extreme... Like, your muscles explode and die.
Yeah, it's definitely what I got.
Yeah, that...
And some guys who just mad into CrossFit.
Oh, wait, no. My muscles didn't explode and die. They atrophied and died.
Oh, my God. Oh, that was funny.
You're listening to iSided Radio on morelikeradio.com, the More Like Radio podcasting network. I heard there was a big memo going around with More Like Radio about you can't play more than 30 seconds of a song or else they're going to be on your ass.
That's true.
Oh, man.
It did go around.
Are you having like a stone cold moment, dude? Just relax. Leave it alone.
Hey, look, am I playing any music over here? No. I'm not the one.
You could play it as a bed.
Sure, yeah, we have a bed that starts the show. If I felt it appropriate to play some music, I would.
Nobody's
but not
champ.
For 30 seconds.
Jesus.
No. Here at the More Like Radio offices, the memo went around. That's what I'm just what I'm saying. I hope everyone else is washing their ass cuz God knows I am. Johnny, you all right over there?
I'm all right, chief. God damn it. That wasn't even about it up. It wasn't nothing to bring up.
I'll bring up memos that are circulated
right
around
now,
the office.
We're definitely not going to get invited to the Christmas party this year now. And I was looking forward to that.
And I've been trying to be so good.
Just so you, yeah, I mean, I know how much you love Christmas parties.
Hell yeah. I went to three in one night last
Jesus
year. It was great.
Jesus Christ.
What Christmas parties did you go to?
Company
in one
party.
Night?
I went to the SiriusXM party.
Yeah.
Then I went with Dave to the Writers Guild party.
Nice. Fucking
and then there was a Dropkick Murphy's secret show downtown in the basement of Webster Hall that we went to.
Fancy.
Mad fancy.
Oh, you guys Irished out, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
First of all, you crashed a party just because it had an open bar. Yeah. And then you went to a Dropkick Murphy's show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It was really
Jesus
bad.
Jesus Christ.
It was really, really bad. And then the Sandy Hook shooting happened the next day, which was a real downer.
Wow. What the fuck? Dude,
it really took
Jesus
you out of the Christmas spirit.
Yeah, it really fucking does.
Yeah, I'll always remember the Sandy Hook shooting, you know, because because
all you thought to yourself was like, "Wow, there's a bunch of Christmas gifts up for grabs."
Because I was like,
"Oh, I want nothing to do with that." Mm-mm.
I was so hungover, and
no.
Now this happened.
Oh, what do we do?
I'm not. That's Chris who said the last thing.
Oh, my God.
Chris from Brooklyn. I'm Chris Stanley. I was just trying to make it about myself.
Going to have to
watch
that.
He was the one talking.
What's worse, trying to make it about yourself?
You were
texting me all day about how upset you were that day.
He was the one who... Chris from Brooklyn's the one who made the joke about stealing dead children's gifts.
Yes, he did.
That wasn't me or Johnny.
Mr. Fucking nice guy over here and shit. God damn.
I was just trying to make a little joke, and he just jerks the wheel.
Goddamn.
Into a fucking goddamn methylamine canister, right, Walter White?
That
right?
Fucking jiu-jitsu
spoiler
made you cold,
alert.
Son. Goddamn. 1 hour jiu-jitsu, you're just a cold fucking killer. You don't give a fuck.
You've been really upset with my jokes for
good
a while now,
God.
Johnny.
No, man, that was woof. Oh.
Too soon?
Well, I don't know. I'm not touching that shit. No.
Look, man. Look, I don't know what you guys are talking about. I know you're being really mean, though, to a bunch of dead kids. I know that.
No, I'm just saying. I remember you texting me really upset that day.
Hold on. All I got is one thing to say. And it's what I always say to you in these situations, Chris, because sometimes you go too far, and then we end up all feeling bad about ourselves. And there's one thing. There's one thing that I could do, that I could tell you, that will make this better. And sorry, More Like Radio, this is going to play for more than 30 seconds. Don't turn your back on the Wolf Pack.
All right.
This is too sweet, I got to say.
Does it make you feel better?
I feel a lot
Johnny
better now. So we're in the shit unit of the NWO.
Nah, man.
The
outsiders are in there.
Booker T's and fucking Stevie Ray's of the fucking world.
The Wolfpack were the A-listers.
Wasn't Disco Inferno in this shit for a minute?
Exactly,
like,
A-lister.
Oh, my God.
No, the Wolfpack was Kevin Nash and Scott Hall's offshoot of the NWO. When Hulk Hogan became too power mad.
Yeah, they could write a script back.
Sting was in the Wolfpack.
What?
Yeah. Also, K-Dawg.
All right.
You know, in this
song, Wolfpack's affirmative action hire.
It seems like it.
In this song, it's like they actually say, "Don't turn your back on the Wolfpack, or you'll end up in a body bag."
You know, that was a real gang in New York for a little bit. That was a blood unit.
Yeah, it was also a real gang in a little place called WCW.
Yeah.
Did they beat RoboCop?
No, that was before their time. Son. That was a horseman. I think RoboCop gave Arn Anderson that bum arm from the heart attack and shit. Cause he sure gripped him awesome.
Gay.
That's some rough shit. Shout out to RoboCop on Sons of Anarchy. Good shit, son. He's doing his shit on there.
I just wanted to play the Wolfpack song. It had nothing to do with what we're talking about, obviously.
You good? That was under 30 seconds, and you talked over it, so you're right.
It's true. Who are you telling me about?
I don't want to get flagged by the MoreLikeRadio.com people. That's all I'm saying.
The Gestapo over at More Like Radio.
What's that?
The Gestapo over there?
Yeah. Libertarian moment, son. Big word.
Big word. It's the libertarian moment.
I feel like we're like end up. We're like the Wolfpack, right?
I guess.
I guess obviously, I'm Johnny, you're Scott Hall.
Oh, that's what that is. I wanted to be Conan, but I'll take.
All right, you can be. I didn't know Conan was in the Wolfpack.
Yes, he was.
I guess I could be. Was DiBiase in there? I wouldn't mind being DiBiase.
I think DiBiase was gone by the time they were. No, he
was just original NWO.
Yeah. He was the financial backing. Yeah, that's how they got their own corporation.
That was a bit crazy. A
terrible storyline.
I think Irwin R. Shyster was down with them too for a minute.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
They had Buff Bagwell. They had the whole crew. Anybody, basically, if you worked at WCW, you weren't a horseman, you worked for them.
They should just have a character in WWE called CIA now. Just be like, it's like IRS's son.
His sons are actually wrestling.
Of course they are. Apparently, wrestling is only kept in the families that were wrestling the generation before. It's bizarre. Everyone's kid wrestles.
A lot of their dads are dead and shit, but hey, Vince throws your ball.
Stop it. Stop it, Johnny. Don't bring up sad things.
Oh, you fucking...
Johnny, what were you telling me about all these fat kids getting letters home?
Oh, yeah, that's in 19 states.
Yeah, I got one from somewhere, but I just
More Like Radio sent you a letter.
Yeah, basically.
Basically, your body index mass and all that bullshit. If they have like some government shit, like the presidential fitness program.
So I'm pretty sure you have to do one pull-up.
Something like
that's
that.
That's CrossFit's gonna become that. All right, children, you stop learning. Just work out for 4 hours a day.
The Chinese are doing that shit.
Yeah, it's really helping.
They're all gooned up out there.
Yeah, but why? Why are they getting gooned up so they can work in a fucking iPad factory?
Taking jobs, son. Took my job.
You worked in an iPad factory?
I could have, if I wanted to.
You could work in that new Motorola phone factory. They make all their phones in the U.S. now, right? I saw that on a billboard.
That's fucking crazy, though. They like, what, Kansas City or some shit like that?
Well, they assemble all their
phones. God forbid.
Why the fuck you can't do it in Schenectady? The taxes over there is like
they assemble all their phones in America. I don't think they build them all. Mm. So, Chris, your story was full of shit.
I just saw a billboard. I'm running with it. I wanted to talk about these fat kids and how it's hurting their self-esteem.
No, the parents are getting pissed. But to be fair...
Why are the parents getting pissed? They should know their kids are fat. Clearly all these parents are blind.
Here's the thing.
They all got diabetes and went blind, so now their kids are getting fat.
That's a very good point. What? I don't know why you got so angry about that.
Fuck. Stupid little fat kids running around.
really weird.
Damn, that CrossFit got you hyped, my dude.
It did. It's all the Adderall.
You gotta stop doing Adderall.
Focus on making fun of these fat kids. Let's get to it.
You gotta lay off the Adderall. Or at least share some with me.
Yeah, but not like they support Michelle Obama and shit. And she's like, oh, your kids gotta do this and fucking feed them. But once you call a kid fat, like, oh, you're hurting their self-esteem. Kids are fucking fat ass. Call it how you see it. They're gonna be better people for it.
I mean, I remember it used to get me annoyed when I'd be like, yeah, I gotta lose some weight. People would be like, you're not fat. And I'm like, all right, I weigh 280 pounds. And I fucking sweat when I breathe. I really need to lose some fucking weight. Son. Like, sweating when I'm eating. And people, you know.
I get heavy every once in a while and shit. I've lost a considerable amount of weight. But, you know, it's because you got to want it. Yeah. These fucking kids don't give a fuck.
Nah, they just want to play their Xbox, right? GTA 5, right?
It's a good game.
Does they make that for Dreamcast?
No. I don't think so.
Fuck.
Hit up Laszlo. See if you can hook it up.
I will. Laszlo, I have a Dreamcast. What can you do for me? They might make the original one for it. I think it's an outside chance.
It might have came out, or like the second one.
It was a Rockstar game. I don't think Rockstar was on Sega.
No, they had that Riot game was on Dreamcast, right? What was the name of that Riot game?
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Was that on PlayStation? I don't even fucking know.
No, I don't know, man.
It was a pretty cool looting game.
Oh, no, I just play NFL Blitz.
Nice.
I remember that. I'm Brett Favre.
First and 30 and shit?
Yeah, every first down is 30 yards. Shit is hot.
Sounds like it.
Right? Right, son?
Yo, have you found anybody online yet? I don't know. You don't got the fucking DSL modem shit to hook up, right?
No, I don't have an old school modem to hook up.
You got
to
do it. So what's the point of the Dreamcast, B? Play with some Japanese kids.
Online gaming, son.
There's a community for that shit. You can go on Craigslist and probably find one.
Probably a gay community.
Hey, I don't judge.
I'm not either.
He's just stating facts, right?
Yeah, I'm just throwing it down. From personal, well-researched information. Damn.
What's good with your man Bourdain, Mr. Money-Making Bourdain?
I don't know. You were saying this, he's getting a lot of flack for hating on Frito Pie.
Yeah, I think he like pissed off New Mexico.
Yeah, that's a Midwest thing. I've never had it out here. I know what it is. I've just never had that shit.
He pissed off New Mexico because he said Frito Pie looked like garbage or something, or vomit.
I mean, isn't it garbage? What is it exactly? You guys told me it was just a bag of Fritos with chili in it.
Chili and cheese, yeah.
Yeah.
That is garbage.
It's garbage food.
It is. Like, nobody's going to argue that. It's just like he could have been a little bit more delicate because, you know, people are very sensitive now. You can't even have fat kids now.
Jesus.
Maybe that's why you have fucking fat
kids. Maybe somebody smacked a Frito pie out of these fat kids' hands.
Stop, Chris. Come on.
Then people would see it as just a treat.
Yeah, let's go to the Heart Attack Cafe, really. Treat ourselves.
They lost another another spokesman recently.
What?
Why are dudes still going
there?
Because they're big fatsos. They're going to die anyway. They might as well die for free.
I'm front. When you at that point in your life and they paying you in food and you take it, there's no fucking
saving. No, they pay the money and then, well, I guess anybody over 300 pounds.
And then the nurse is touching. That's as close as, when they wipe that sweat under their fucking titty where their fucking ribs used to be and shit. That's the most they get out of sex. That's payment enough, trust me.
And that's what happens when you don't send letters to little fat kids. They become big fat men.
Shit. See, yo, we like Breaking Bad. See that? Tied all the fucking loose ends right there.
That's the theme of the show. I'm tying together all the loose ends. I mean, they could punish those kids by putting them in slave auctions, right, Johnny?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You brought this story to my attention.
Segways are getting out of control here, people.
Fucking high school in Connecticut. It was a high school, junior high school in Connecticut. They went to like an old plantation and shit. And you know, you got reenactors and shit in those places. They like to reenact shit. They went a little bit overboard and started auctioning, weighing the kids and auctioning them off. And saying pretty mean things to them.
What? Like what?
They dropped.
They
a couple
basically
of
reenacted a slave auction with a bunch of little kids.
It's basically like Django without a hero.
There was Mandingo fighting.
It sounded like it. The way these parents sound. And of course they're going to
sue. Mandingo fighting with like little kids? It sounds like an adorable Jimmy Kimmel skit.
Oh, my God.
On that racist note said by Chris from Brooklyn.
You really fucking hate kids today, don't you? Holy shit.
I hate kids every day.
Oh, man. Pretty brutal.
I was actually just referencing the Jimmy Kimmel Kanye beef. But that's
fine. I know where you went with it, but Jesus, man.
I don't know, man.
You want that long pig shit? You want to fucking eat
pig? Oh, yeah, I forgot. You guys were really mad at me for knowing that long pig was a slang term for fucking human flesh last week.
We're just a fucking mess, would you?
What, because I know that?
No,
fucking
long. Why
do you think I got into Brazilian jiu-jitsu so I could choke people out and eat them?
Really, you're becoming a cannibal?
Yeah, I'm into that now. That's how we do.
Well, I mean, you know, if you cook one up, I'll try some.
Right. Jesus.
So just let me know.
I'll glaze it like a real ham.
I don't want it glazed. I don't like ham.
Oh, you like ham?
Like straight up ham?
Like yeah, who's like ham?
Like boar's head ham,
my
right?
My least, like ham on a sandwich? Yeah, like ham and cheese sandwich, yeah.
Oh, you're talking about like a dinner ham?
Like you a dinner like, ham,
what?
Yeah.
Who's like that? It's delicious.
It varies how you cook it. I don't like that fucking, those black shits they got in the cloves.
Cloves?
I don't like that shit.
So you just
made I do like the cloves,
dog.
Though.
No, but they cook it with fucking cloves.
You don't have to cook it with cloves.
The ones you
I
get
do.
In the
I cook my hams with cloves.
From Alma?
Last summer, I was grinding up hams.
How's that work?
And making burgers out of them.
A ham burger.
Yeah.
A literal ham burger.
I was putting glazed pineapple on the burger.
That what's good with that? What's good with that?
That's
good with that.
Bring one.
I got a good marinated pineapple recipe.
Let's go.
It calls for sesame oil and balsamic.
Let's eat it right now.
Damn, so.
Let's go.
Oh, now everybody likes me again.
Yeah, I'll get some
kids fat.
Oh, God damn. Yeah.
It's fine. Who cares? All right. Harry, I'm one of the guys on High Society Radio.
Good Chief Clancy Wiggum, apparently.
Yeah. Twitter account is at HS Radio Show. The Facebook is facebook.com/High Society Radio. The website is newtrashcity.com.
Got to search New Trash City to find
network.
Us on iTunes.
Sorry, excuse me, say that again?
Got to search New Trash City to find us on iTunes.
That's right. And the network is morelikeradio.com. Wow. I'm Chris Pepperhick Stanley.
Bronx Johnny.
Chris from Brooklyn.
Bye.
I tell you we must die. I tell you, I tell you, I tell you. Say goodbye.